This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio and streaming on Facebook Live. Welcome to The Big Show. We got lots of news to talk about. Also, one of my musical heroes is making a first-time ever appearance on The Big Show. Joe Walsh of the Eagles is going to join us for a full half hour coming up, and I'm very excited to have Joe on. Between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, Joe Walsh will visit with us. So I'm excited for that. Some of the news today is not very happy to talk about. Let's get right into The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, top story.
So many of us woke up this morning to that news of the shooting down in California. Just absolutely awful story. And I'll get to that in just a moment because, as you've heard, no doubt, to that officer who was close to retirement, who went in when bullets were flying to try to stop this gunman in the country music bar down in Thousand Oaks, California. I thought things were supposed to be better after the Tuesday election. You know, Hillary said, well, we can all start getting along once we get control of the House. And did you see what happened on the streets of Portland last night? Because this ties in with the California shooting. In Portland last night, they had an open borders protest, march, Antifa. And the whole point of it was we shouldn't have borders. This girl was asked why she was marching in the streets of Portland last night.
It's about, like, you know, how a lot of, like, the colonizers that first came over here, like, killed Native Americans. And, like, we're still, the government is still oppressing them. Like, who are we to tell someone they're not allowed to come to this country?
Okay, on and on it went. But then what started as a we shouldn't have any borders, and that's literally what this mob wants, is no borders. Anybody should be able to come in to our country anytime they want. But like so many of these leftist rallies, it devolved into just an absolute melee of anti-cop hatred.
All cops are bastards! All cops are bastards!
I'm trying to think of, like, there's a statistic that 40% of police, and this is what is reported, that they beat their wives.
Oh my God.
And that's just what's reported.
And why bring that message to the demonstration tonight?
Well, I mean, someone had a sign already. I thought it was an important message to, like, get out, because a lot of people don't know that.
And what's the A on your hat mean?
Anarchy.
And what's your name?
I'd rather not do that.
So all these guys, they had masks over their faces. They wouldn't give their name. They spouted absolute nonsense statistics like that one. 40% of cops beat their wives. So then they just repeat it in their echo chamber. And then it goes into chants that all cops are bastards, is what they were saying on the streets there. I watched a lot of video of the rally in Portland last night, the anti-cop hatred. And then I later heard the story about a cop who, I guess, doesn't fit what these guys were saying. This police officer who ran into the bar where bullets were flying. He was close to retirement, this cop. He called his wife right before he raced to the scene to tell her that he loved her. A man, a husband, a father. He was close to retirement, as I said, and he went into this melee where this crazed gunman, and as is my policy, I'm not going to say the name of the gunman there, but this officer was killed. He was gunned down trying to save lives. And when I think about what's happening on the left in America, where people can chant what you just heard in the streets of Portland, we have a manifestly anti-cop initiative that just passed 2 days ago here in our state. We can't find, the Bellevue police. They're having trouble filling open spots because who wants to be a cop in this atmosphere? Who wants to be a cop in our city, in Seattle, where you have city council members who call them murderers when they're not, when you have no support from the politicians, when you have policies that are designed to attract as many drug-addicted criminal vagrants to our region. And the cops' hands are tied. I got a text yesterday from the wife of a cop, and she said, look, after this anti-cop initiative, and the whole point of it is they want to make it easier to criminally prosecute police officers, even though they couldn't cite examples in our state of where cops are committing criminal acts of negligence in their encounters with the public. We have cops who are exonerated, and as I said, Sawant calls them murderers. And you have that kind of hatred, and yet where would we be if officers weren't willing to run into bars where bullets are flying? It was just ironic that as that anti-cop hatred was spewing in our sister city to the south, that we had a hero cop who gave up his life trying to defend people, trying to save lives. Sergeant Ron Helis is that officer's name who ran into that bar. Literally gave his life trying to save people. CBS talked to Matt Wennerstrom, one of the people in that bar when the gunman started shooting.
I heard shots, and that's not a noise that you mistake for anything else. Loud music, and it was still, I heard the shots and looked to where the shots were coming from, and saw a tall, probably 6'2", 6'3", figure dressed in dark clothing with a handgun. And he was opening fire on whoever was standing behind the front counter that you pay to get in. You pay the cover fee to get in.
And so that's what this officer ran into. The sheriff down there, Sheriff Dean, told us about the sergeant who died.
That he was willing to sacrifice his life to save others. He ran into danger. He didn't walk. He ran into danger hoping that he might be able to save someone else's life. And he made the ultimate sacrifice, but he did it as a hero.
But down in Portland,
all cops are bastards! All cops are bastards!
I mean, what has happened to the left in America? What has happened that people can chant that and not recognize that we will have, and I know they're anarchists, and I know that that's what they want. They want anarchy. They want the criminals to take over the streets. They want people to, I mean, you saw what's happening back, Tucker Carlson, the host on Fox News, and a mob of protesters, again, Antifa, they went to his house where his wife and children were last night. Terrorizing his children, his wife. They cracked his door because they disagree with him on issues. In fact, the leader of that mob back east that went to Tucker Carlson's house was on Tucker Carlson's show a year ago, and he said, oh, we would never do something like what they did last night.
Could you commit violence against me if you thought that I had a history of saying things that you imagined were violent?
I would never commit violence against you. I actually, when I was younger, I was a libertarian, and I actually looked up to you when you were a libertarian.
Okay, but let's take me out of this. Okay. I want to know, like, the concept of self-defense is a legal concept, but it's also got, like, a long history and tradition and common law. So the idea is if I'm hitting you, if I strike you physically, if I physically commit violence against you, you have a right to commit violence back in order to protect yourself or your property.
Sure.
But you're seeming to say that anybody who has espoused ideas that have at some point in history led to violence can be the subject of violence from you. You're not saying that.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that I believe it is the right for communities to get together to assess what is a threat to them and to defend themselves against that threat.
Okay, so he took a mob to Tucker Carlson's house last night because he believes that differing opinions are a threat to his group or to anybody who doesn't think like Tucker Carlson. And you see, as I said, Hillary told us, oh, if we get control of the House, then we can all start getting along. But what we're seeing just in the last 24 hours, and I'm taking the shooting in California out of that. I mean, that was just a, you know, crazed, apparently PTSD military guy who went and shot that up. But the left has lost its mind with the chant in Portland about cops, with storming the homes of people with whom they disagree, with insufferable punks like CNN's Jim Acosta. Last night, the Secret Service took away Jim Acosta's press credential. We talked about this a lot yesterday when Acosta was at the president's press conference yesterday, and he refused to give up the microphone. And a young 20-something White House intern comes to take the mic, and Jim Acosta, and it's, you know, the White House stupidly sent out a video that looked like it'd been sped up a tiny bit to make it look like his chop down on this intern's arm was faster and furiouser than what it really was. But he did. He brought his arm down on this young woman because she was doing her job to get his microphone. And now we have all of these people who are unbelievably defending Jim Acosta. And I played you this audio. I went through all this yesterday. But the left, including the most in the media, have lost their collective minds in our country. Trump was actually giving Acosta a decent answer to the question that Acosta asked.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms. That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up.
Okay, so there's a journalist who says, I disagree with the word you chose. Mine's right, yours is wrong. He said, that's not true. Well, if you have thousands of people whose stated intent is to come into our country, and this is what they were chatting for in Portland last night, is they're, you know, decrying all of our cops. And you know, but Trump answers the
man. From Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that. I appreciate it.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you...
That's a fair answer. I consider it an invasion. You don't. We disagree. Acosta then, you know, he loses his mind.
Demonized immigrants in
not
this election
no,
to try
I
to
want
keep...
them. I want them to come into the country.
By the way, he hasn't demonized immigrants at all, because people who come across our border illegally are not immigrants. Immigration is a legal process to come into our country. Their stated intent is to get these delayed asylum hearings and be released into our country. They won't respond to the court date, and then they're going to live here as illegals. They're not immigrants.
But they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process.
You know, I mean, Trump's talking nice. They have to come in legally, Jim. I mean, he's been nice to him.
And I want people to come in, and we need the people.
Your campaign.
You know why we need the people, don't you?
Can you imagine a reporter interrupting Obama right in the middle of a question?
Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
well,
so
that's
on.
True.
But they weren't actors. They're not going to be doing
they
that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true.
Okay, so let's skip forward a little bit. So then Trump says, look, you're done.
You know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Should, honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
Where reporters ask questions and the other person answers. Instead, Acosta wants to make it a running debate so he can serve his ego.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
That's enough.
So right there, pardon me, ma'am. That's when the intern, doing her job, tries to get his microphone because she hands the microphone to the people who are asking questions, and he brings his left hand and an arm down on her forearm. And I'll tell you what, man, if a Fox News reporter did that to an Obama intern, the media, the world, the left would have gone bat bleep crazy. But instead now, Acosta is some kind of folk hero all of a sudden.
Okay, I have one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have?
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this?
He's answered the question. Put down the mic. Acosta has already initiated physical contact with the intern.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
Okay, and on it goes. So last night, Jim Acosta trying to get into the White House, and the Secret Service says, no, you can't do it because, and you know, it's not because he had a contentious conversation with the president. It was because he initiated contact with the intern. And that's when he had to, or that's when they decided to take away his credentials.
Why do you mind? I mean,
I was just told to do it.
Okay, well, I have every right to record this. This is Jim Acosta. I am in front of the White House. A Secret Service officer is asking for my hard pass.
It's all about serving his ego. So what a confluence of events. We have a hero cop who loses his life last night. We have far-left protesters in Portland screaming, all cops are, you heard what they said. You have people who are storming the houses of television hosts because they disagree with them. You have so-called reporters who are making physical contact with interns who are trying to do their job, take a microphone. I thought that they were going to feel better after getting the house on Tuesday. That is your big lead.